to you. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Lord, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Lord, I surrender. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Good evening, everyone. How are you? I want to thank you for connecting online to be a part of tonight's meeting, which is going to run for a couple of weeks that we have in the month of May and in June. It's a very important topic, and I'm excited about it. You know, let me say something to you. There are very few topics in my life that I get to get excited about where God's word is concerned. You know, there are some topics that I have had to teach as a pastor, as a believer, and I had to study so hard for them. All right, there are some topics that I have had to teach, and I taught it from a lifestyle that I had, a relationship that I had with the topic. And I'd like you to know that tonight is one of those topics, and it's called faith. Hallelujah. Before we start, I want us to pray together. I just want your hearts opened tonight. Like I said, it's going to be a flight for every one of us, including myself, who is a speaker. All right. It's going to be a flight for us. It's going to also be, you know, it's going to ignite a lot of fire on your inside. That's one I am sure about. Tonight, Father, we thank you. Glory to God. Can you go ahead and just talk in other tongues right now? Ela brunso mendo libra cashata legre dulce. Makia la gradose kia la bante, ebreke su produce maka sokra handa la bashikayando. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Lika baraba sempre dulce. Eko shemaka sompre dulce balabande. Eko suko to yiga barakata. Lembreke sokrondo libra dulce. I give you praise, O God. I give you praise, O God. You are faithful. Mande bridando. O caroso. Kataya labosam. Come on, go ahead and pray where you are concerned. Say, my ears hear your word, O God. My eyes see your word, O God. Yes. Ele mrando le crindo losam. My heart conceives the truth of your word tonight. Emoro nande le prikia bakaso. E yalabande li barakotom. Maki sekete lebranene zombredo shakaya lagadosa kie de gedea la barakata la balengre du sheka. Oh, we give you praise, Jesus. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for what you are doing and what you have done. In ananda da bakaraba sempre dosa. Eki shataya la bikeno kototo lebrenene. Oh, we give you praise, O God. We give you praise, O God. We give you praise, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are faithful. Faithful over your people. Faithful over your word. Faithful over your creation. Faithful, O God. You are faithful. O Marika, you are not a man that you would lie. O son of a man that you repent of your word. You are God. God indeed. God. God. God of the universe. God in our lives. God for all possibilities. And we thank you for the heritage that we have in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the love through Christ Jesus dying on the cross of Calvary. We thank you for preservation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Roko sukata yele brande le badabada. In the liba rosso praro dosha candele gedosa. We give you praise, Jesus. We give you praise, Jesus. We give you praise, Jesus. You are good. Hallelujah. I said you are good. Hallelujah. You are good. And we give you praise, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Mandeli bashataya la gotoso katoya la brande. Iko sukro tuya la brede kirado do goso kradosa. Mandelia la katia koso kataya la brande libradosa. Thank you, Father, for every listener tonight. I declare unction to function in the name of Jesus. Unction to function beyond flesh, beyond our being, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for clarity of your word from me, the speaker. or to everyone listening tonight, thank you. Whether you are off the Heart of Fire or just visiting the page through the link, whichever way, I just want you to know that tonight you're going to have a great encounter with the Word of Faith. Amen. There will be a bubbling in your spirit tonight. Oh, like you've never heard the preaching of faith before. You will be stirred up. Hey, Kayanda Lakasota. I said you will be stirred up tonight. Stirred up. And I declare that through the Word of Faith that you'll be hearing tonight, you would have testimonies. Testimonies like never before. Testimonies to ignite you. Oh, glory to God. Testimonies to fire you up for the next level. Testimony to fire your relationship with the Father up. Testimonies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory, glory. All right, let's go straight into the Word. All right, and the topic we're looking at is faith is the victory. Oh, that's a lot said. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. All right, so we're going to be starting from the book of Hebrews. All right, so I'd like you to just go straight to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. And then we're going to be starting from there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo! Yes, 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 yes. Yes, we win by His word. We win. In every aspect, we win. Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm going to read to us. Bible says here, it says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. Did you hear that? It says, faith shows, all right, the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Did you see that? All right. It is the evidence. All right. That we cannot see it. So it the fact that you can't see it is an evidence already. But it says, there's a faith shows the reality of what we hope for. Now I'm using the NLT. So let me read from the New King James, New King James that we all are familiar with. All right, so that for those of you that do not have my translation, you can see it. It says, now faith is the substance. Are you seeing that? Of things hoped for. The other version tells us something. It says, faith shows the reality. All right, so that means that there is substance. There's substance is something. Substance is something. Something that is tangible. That's what substance is. So he said faith is a substance. Something tangible. Something tangible. All right. Something tangible. Of things hoped for. When you have hope. You know, hope is like a blueprint. When you have hope for something, it's because you are thinking, dreaming, you know, for something to happen. But there is an ingredient that would make that hope come alive. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? There's an ingredient that will make that hope. So that means that hope is important. Mm-hmm. Hope is important. But that hope is on something. There's something that gives it life. All right? There is something that gives that hope life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, and then Bible says here, it says that the evidence of things not seen. You don't see faith, but you see the actions of faith. Glory to God. Oh, did you hear what I said? I said you don't see it. You don't see faith, but you see the actions. When someone is in faith, you can see it because there is an evidence. Amen. There's a tangible evidence. Can you remember what I said at first? A substance is something that is tangible. Yeah, something that is tangible. And it says faith shows the reality. Amen. The reality, you see, when you say you are in faith, the reality of what you say you are in faith for, it will become a manifestation. It will become tangible. We can touch it. So you don't just say, I'm in faith and nothing happens. Something is going to happen. Glory to God. Something has got to happen. And that's why faith is a reality. It's a reality.
It's a reality of everything you and I will ever hope for all of our lives. Faith will bring it to pass. So you don't hope in vain. You hope in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I said you hope. You hope with faith in your heart. So you're not just hoping carelessly. No. You are hoping aimfully through the help of faith that you already have. Yeah, you heard me well. You every man has faith. Yes. Bible says we all have been given a measure of faith. We all have what? A measure of faith. So there's faith in you. And I'm going to prove to you how that happened. You know, because every time you think about yourself, you begin to tell yourself, I don't have faith. No, you do have faith. You do have faith. You do have faith. And you must believe it. You've got faith to move mountain. You've got faith to move mountain. Oh, glory to God. I want you to look at it. Go to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Okay? Romans chapter 12. Okay, I could even start from... let's go to verse 3 so that we don't waste so much time here. Alright, it says something here. It says that, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Listen, it says here, as God has dealt to each one. Did you see that? God has dealt with each one a measure of faith. God, not man. Did you see? It's not, it didn't say man has dealt with. It says God. That means the creator of the heavens and the earth. The one that breathed life into the image. All right, that he made. All right, representing Adam in the Garden of Eden. Bible says that God himself dealt to each one of us. We, the creation. He dealt with every one of us a measure of faith, meaning you and I have faith. When you have something that is given to you and you don't do anything about it, what happens? It either goes down or it's inactive, basically. But that you don't have that thing, you've always had it. You just didn't do anything about it. What am I saying? I'm simply saying that your faith grows when you use it. Because now from scripture you have seen it that I have faith. So that means that the moment you and I gave our life to Christ Jesus, one of the benefits of you having Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior is that you have faith. You've got the faith of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I said you've got the faith of Jesus. God gave it to you. The same faith that Jesus could operate upon is the same faith that you have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's good news. That's good news. We have faith. So because you have faith, what you do with the faith matters a lot. You now begin to do something. Do something with your faith. Release your faith in prayer. Release your faith for things. Use your faith to achieve something for yourself. How? By believing God. Now, one of the things you and I must also understand is that you have faith, and that's the reason why you have Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Because you and I haven't seen Jesus physically, but you and I believe that there is a God. How come you believe and you haven't seen the God before? You have faith. That's another proof for you. So let's look at Bible. You have faith. Because the way you receive Jesus is that you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. And then your heart was open to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. So you've got faith. And that's in Romans still. All right, that's also in Romans chapter 10. I'm going to read it from verse 10. It says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness." Did you see that? You believe unto righteousness. You and I have become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So we believe unto righteousness. The right standing with Christ Jesus. You and I believe it. All right? It says, "And with the mouth we made our confession." With our mouth we made our confession unto salvation. Did you see that? So what is salvation? Salvation is that you have received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. So that means you had faith to be able to say, "I want Jesus into my life," and that was it for you. So you have faith. Child of God, you have faith in Christ Jesus. You were born with faith. You were born with faith. So there's faith in your spirit. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. I said there's faith in your spirit. The faith of Jesus is in your spirit. You've got faith for the impossible. You've got faith to do the things that you cannot do in your flesh. You've got faith to believe things that are bigger than you. Why? Because you serve a big God. You've got faith to tell yourself, "I don't see anything that makes me feel like I should even say what I'm about to say, but I know that I serve a big God, and my God has made all things possible to me." Bible says all things are possible to you once you believe. So you've got faith for the impossible. Everybody tells you that this thing cannot happen, but you tell yourself, "I know that it can happen. I just don't know how." That's faith. That's faith. "I don't know how. I don't know how." There's a dimension of faith that you and I enter. And when we enter it, because we have Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior, everything becomes possible. Our expectations are no longer fleshy. They are no longer worldly. They are no longer things that we see all around us. We elevate our standard. Oh, glory to God. We elevate us. I mean, faith makes you and I a superman and a superwoman. Makes you and I a genius. That's what faith does for us. You open your mouth and you so much believe you don't have doubt. Did you hear what I just said? I said, you open your mouth and you so much believe you don't have doubt. There's no reason to doubt that something cannot happen. You know, for those that have worked with me over the years of my life, you know, pastoring, I always tell them, I said, there is no impossible in our vocabulary. All things are possible. When I tell the leaders in the church, I said, "We're going to do these things." And they say, pastor, we don't know. I tell them, I said, first and foremost, tell yourself it is possible. That's how I think. I tell them, first of all, tell yourself this thing is possible. From when you have accepted that this thing is possible, without complaining, worrying, disturbing my brain, then we can move from there to now make the possibility come to reality. But you have to wake your brain up. The cells in your brain have to. They will be fighting you. They'll be struggling to believe that. Are you sure? Are you sure? But you are telling yourselves, because you're a faith being. By all that I have said through scriptures to you now, you know, you can dictate to every part of your life what you want to happen. You can dictate. Oh, kayina makoso handele boshikaya labasa. I said, you can dictate what you want to happen for the rest of your days. Kelimo koso kataya. You can dictate. You can tell yourself, this is where we are going. This is how I want to end up in life. And you will so end up like that. And that's the reason why you must be careful what you say with your mouth. You must be careful. You must be careful. I like to tell you something tonight. Listen, faith and belief are not the same thing. Yeah, did you hear what I said? I said, faith and belief are not the same thing. Bible tells us about faith. It says that faith will come to you and I by hearing. All right? That's Romans chapter 10, verse 17. It says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's what our faith comes to us. So that means it's only when you hear something, you've got to hear something for faith to be stirred in your heart. But you've got to believe what has to be stirred. Kayimo kosokoto. So your belief comes from where? From your heart. And that's why the scripture we read is very important. That's in Romans chapter 10. All right, verse 10. It says, for with the heart. Verse 9 says, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's for salvation. And then he now confirms it in verse 10. And then verse 10 now says that, for with the heart. Did you see that? It says, with the heart, one believes. So that means in your heart is where the believing starts from. But faith is your hearing. You have to hear. You have to hear. And that's the reason why it is important what you hear. Glory to God. Did you hear what I said? I said it is important what you hear. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? Hearing of God's word. If you are not hearing God's word and you are hearing the world system, you are hearing the news on TV, you are hearing what people have got to say, you are hearing every bad news that flies around, you are hearing every negative report. Do you know that you are building faith? You are building something. Something is happening to you. It might be unconscious, it might be knowing, it might be you exposing yourself wrongly, but something is happening to you. Why? You are hearing. And your heart that believes now begins to take what you are hearing and is doing something with it. It's doing something with what you are hearing. And what you are hearing, yes, is negative reports. Your heart is beginning to get fear. That's where fear begins to rise, because your belief system is being activated. Glory to God. 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 Are you hearing me tonight, somebody? Are you hearing me tonight? What you hear is important. If you store up negativity, you would come out negative. Your vocabulary eventually will be negative. Why? Because already Bible says here, it says that with the mouth confession. See, are you saying it? You believe with your heart, and before you know it, with your mouth, you are doing what? You are confessing the things that you are hearing. So if all that you hear are negativity, what will come from your mouth is negativity. If all that you hear is disadvantage, all that will come up from your mouth is disadvantage. If all that you are hearing is impossible, all that will come out of your mouth is impossibility. If all that you are hearing is faith talks, all that you will come out of your mouth will be faith talks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you go ahead and talk in other tongues tonight? Come on, go ahead. Talk in other tongues. Talk in other tongues for those in other countries listening to us right now. Can you go ahead and talk in other tongues? Oh, barika sompre no shakande legedusa. And maybe you don't talk in other tongues and you'll find yourself, you know, listening to me right now. Go ahead and say, Lord, I'm thankful for the things that you have done. Keyamo sokoto ya lagadosha. Mandeli brakasokota. Lembrokusa. Thank you for faith. Thank you. Thank you for your word that produces faith. The word of God produces what? It produces faith. The gospel of Jesus Christ produces faith in our hearts. Kiyande lekero kosoka. Lembra kisa kota. Now begin to say that all things are possible to me, because the word of God tells me that faith comes by hearing. So I declare that all things are possible. So I'm beginning to hear. Hehe la muso. And I'm confessing all things are possible to me in the name of Jesus. All things respond to me in the name of Jesus. Things are happening for me in the name of Jesus. I refuse to allow negative reports in my space, in my ears, and in my heart. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to allow the news on the media to disturb me. I refuse to allow the curses of the family. Oh, Marisa, Tayalosa, what my eyes see that are disappointing to affect me. Come on, I build faith from within me. I've got faith, so I build faith from within me. Faith for the possibility. Faith for a good life. Faith for good answers. Faith for positive results. Faith, hayina nosa, for good reports in the name of Jesus. Maruso kantaya labosa, ekira gaso krondo libradosa, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. We're still reading. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter, all right, 11. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Guru Sotaya Labasantaya Labasha. Now look at it again. Let's go back to what we were reading. All right, it says faith. All right, it says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Did you see that? That's what we just finished talking about. For by it, by this faith that we are talking about, the elders did what? They obtained a good report. Why? They did something with faith. So because they did something with faith, they got a good report. Hallelujah. Look at verse 3. Verse 3 says, but faith, by faith, we understand that. Come with me. It says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Hey, it says, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Listen, when you say I am a faith person, what you are saying is that I live in the unseen realm. Hallelujah. I don't have to see before I believe. That's what you are saying. Hallelujah. That's faith. All right, so it says here, it says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed, the world that we live in today. It says it was framed by the word of God. So that the things which are not seen, they are not seen, were not made of the things which are visible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Look at how this one writes it. It says, by faith we understand that the entire universe was framed at God's command. Can you remember what happened in Genesis? At God's command. It says that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. When God was saying, let there be. Maybe we should quickly go there. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There was nothing he was seeing. There was everything that he altered was what he had seen in the spirit. Listen to me. For you to effectively live by faith, you must have seen the picture of what you want in the spirit. Yes, you must have seen it. Because, I mean, we are God's own image, God's own, made in God's own likeness. So that means there's a God way of living. There's a God way of oppression. There's a God way of thinking. There's a God way that we have been molded. So now that we are in existence, we must find out how God, listen, find out how God operates. That's the same way you and I must operate. Why? Because you are now a representative of your Father here on earth. So there's a way our God operates. That's how you and I should begin to operate. Genesis chapter 1, Bible makes us understand something. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless. Did you hear that? It was formless. There was nothing. It says, and it was empty. It was in darkness. It was in deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. It says, then God said, listen, God didn't see anything on the earth for you to say, this light that is beaming, okay, let the light continue to beam. No, he said what he wanted. So that means you can be in a situation in your life right now that nothing looks like brightness, and you can't even smell it. I mean, maybe you even came from a family that it seems like there's no hope. It seems like everybody ends up in a particular way. Maybe they get married and eventually get divorced, or maybe they don't even get married on time. Maybe whatever the situation, or they don't give birth. You know, what all of those are dark situations, and that's what happened in Genesis. It was dark. There was nothing happening. Everything was negative. But God didn't sit with negativity to be having a conversation. No, you are bigger than that. You don't sit down with a negative report and begin to converse with the negative report. The doctor said that you have this. Then you now begin to say, it's true. That's what happened to my brother. It's even happened to my sister. Our family last clinical. No. You are having a conversation with the wrong person. Hallelujah. You are considering the report. No, you don't consider negative reports. You tell negative reports what you want. Yeah, that's what you do with negative reports. You tell it, this is what I want. Why did I say that? Bible says, then God said. It did not say, then God complained. It didn't say, then God had a conversation. It didn't say, then God began to consider. No, it said, God said. God didn't bother about any other thing that was, you know, in the scene. Remember that faith is an unseen product. So if faith is an unseen product and all that we see, all right, is negative, what do? We now begin to do what? We import, we catapult the unseen to the scene. Ayaleko so katala. That's faith. That's what we do. You bring in the unseen to the seen. So what God said was, let there be light. There was no light. All right? The earth was formless, empty, darkness, deep waters. And then God said, let there be light. Let there be light. And because God is a God of faith, what he said is so. Hallelujah. 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 I said, God is a God of faith. What he said is so. And so Bible tells us, and God saw that the light was good. Hey, Maruso Manta Labadegedosa. Ekira go shamanko russo kianda. God said it, God saw it. You are the Son of God. Hey, Maruso Mantalosa. You know what that means? You are the son of the King of the Kings. You are the daughter of the one that created the heavens and the earth. He said there is a method, there is an oppression in which the God kind of people actually work, actually live. And that's who you are now. Why? Because you are now the one that Jesus came to save, and you have accepted him as a Lord and personal service. So that means we are family members with the Almighty. Hallelujah. That is now your real family. Your real family is with Jehovah. Your real family. Jesus brought us in. Ekiana son taya labosa. That we may remain in. Remain in. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go back to the book of Hebrews. This is getting interesting, and we don't have so much time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He says, by faith we understand that the entire universe, oh glory to God, was framed at God's command. Framed at God's command. Framed as God's command. The word frame there means a lot of things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory to God. And what's in New King James says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The same thing. The word of God. God's command. He says, so that the things which are seen. The word frame there, listen now. It means also the word repair. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? I said the word frame there. It also means the word repair. Okay? That's what it means. That's what it means. It means the word restore. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, because in Genesis, I keep asking myself, who came to scatter things that God had to start rearranging it? Anybody thought like that before? I mean, who had the audacity to just come and scatter things? And then there was darkness. Why all that? You know, but the presence of God is the presence of light. The presence of God is the presence of all things possible. The presence of God is the presence of repair, of restoration. Oh, glory to God. No matter the dark situation, the word frame, it says fix. All right? Put it back in shape. The word repair means to mend. You're mending things back. Hallelujah. 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 So we could use any of those words and begin to tell ourselves that we frame our world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God framed the entire world, the entire system. You and I live in the system now. We don't like what we see. What do we do? Bible says that by faith we understand. Oh, glory to God. That the worlds were framed. The world earth that you and I live, it was framed. Now you and I are living in the same earth. What do? We frame the world. We frame our own world. Why? Because every individual has a world in the world earth. You have a world in it. Your experiences, day-to-day experiences, is your world. Hallelujah. So if you don't like the world that you see, what do? You repair it. Because you were given a perfect world, but something happened to the world. All right? Through the fall of Adam, something happened to the world. So that means that if something has happened to our world, then you and I must do what? We must take hold of our world by repairing it. We've got to repair. We've got to fix it by God's word. We've got to restore it back to the one that God says he made in the Garden of Eden. We repair it back. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. When you go to a place and they tell you, no, no, no. You go there the second time, it's no, no, no. You're going there the third time. Don't go in your flesh. Go in the spirit. Go in the spirit. Tell yourself no. Tell yourself what I see is yes. And I'm going to manifest my yes. You can't go back the third time and it's still going to be no. Why? You have fought your battles. Hallelujah. You are a conqueror. Oh, you keep going. This time around, your answer will no longer be no. It will become yes. Why? Because you wrestled. You are a child of faith. You are a child of faith. You don't take no. Oh, Gadisa. As your final answer. No. No is not what you want. So you don't take no for an answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Listen, you can change anything in your affairs, in your space, in your world. You can change anything. 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 You've been trying to get a job. It's not falling through. Come on, child of God. Sit down with the word of God. Tell yourself, it's time to frame my world. And I'm going to frame my world with my mouth. I'm going to begin to repair what has been damaged. I'm going to begin to fix the things that are not fixed in my life. I'm going to begin to put things in shape all over again. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I'm going to begin to fix things. I won't watch things the way they've always been. No, I refuse in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. So you begin to frame what you want. You begin to frame what you want. Oh, it's an evidence now that you can see the new job. It's an evidence now that you can see the twins. It's an evidence now that you can see the boy or the girl photos. It's an evidence now when you see a pregnant woman The more you see her every month, you begin to see a protruding part of her tummy coming alive. Oh, at that point, you can see an evidence of the fact that she said, I am pregnant. Hallelujah. You know, so it's almost like the same process with us. Oh, you're telling yourself, I am pregnant. I am pregnant with my job. I am pregnant. Kayla Moso Kanta Labronsa with my baby. I am pregnant with a financial breakthrough. I am pregnant. Ikelin Karakataya Libranosa Enkianda Roso. Oh Barusa. Oh, that is, I'm done with this sickness. I'm done with this disappointment. I'm done in Kalakatoya Losa. This is the world that I want. This is the life that I want to live. So I declare right now, in the name of Jesus, a better life, a unique life, a prosperous life, a flourishing life. Ikeyamba Rokoto. I go places and I influence my world. I influence my world. I make a way where there seems to be no way. Ikayando Rokoto. Lekira. All things become possible to me. Even bad things are working together for my good. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Oh, Marika Shiyarabasataya Labosa. Oh, Marisa Nandali Barakataya Labosa. We frame our world. What do you want? Right now, let me just give you a few minutes. Few minutes. To begin to frame your world. Begin to say what you want. Stop looking at the things that you are experiencing that you don't like. If there are things in your life that you don't like, stop giving attention to it. The more you give attention to things that you don't like, the more you are giving power to it to function in your life. You don't like something and you are spending time crying. You know, some people are very funny. When they are alone, that's the time they worry about the most terrible things about their life. No, it's not the same thing with me. I'm sorry. The times I'm alone are the times whereby I am shouting like I'm crazy. Yes, it's a time whereby I'm speaking things over my life that I want. It's a time whereby I'm thinking about the possibility of something that I have never seen in all of my life. I've not even heard of the testimony before. And I'm saying, God, I like this one. You know, I'm thinking positive. Some of us need to learn that. Sometimes you are on your own and you are dancing in front of the mirror as if, I mean, you are doing things for the Father. You are celebrating the fact that you have Jesus. I mean, you might not even have eaten all day, but you just know that all will be well. It's just a matter of time. Hallelujah. There's faith in your heart. There's faith for the possible life. There's faith for the positivity that you are looking for. You can't spend time sitting down with the negative things. I don't like this. I don't want this. Then you must stop it. Stop thinking about it. Stop thinking about it. Stop giving attention to it. Let it go. Hallelujah. Let it go. Kayama kasota yelebrosa. I said, let it go. Let all of those negativity in your life, let it go. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let it go. Let it go. Now sit down. All right, sit down. Tell yourself, okay, this has not been working. I don't want it in my life. This has not been working. I don't want it in my life. Now begin to speak right now. Come on, go ahead. I give you a few minutes to begin to speak what you want. Speak what you want. Why? Because when God stood on planet head, he looked everywhere and he said, this is not what I created. This is not what I want. And he said, I want this. And he said it. Hele, and also, Bible says that he said it and he saw it. Hallelujah. You are going to say it and you're going to see it in the name of Jesus. Now begin to say. Kaya no sokotoya labosa. I said, begin to say. Kila muso krandeli bashata. Begin to say, what is that life that you want? What is that thing that you so desire? What is that thing that you have not seen in your life? What is that thing that you want? And it seems as if things are not working the way they should work. I know sometimes when you have spent so much time in darkness, you don't understand what light may look like. But I need you to begin to tell yourself tonight, I see light at the end of this tunnel. In fact, before the end of the tunnel, you will begin to see light in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. No situation is permanent. Hallelujah. I said no situation is permanent. Hallelujah. Every situation has a deadline. Kiano koso kotoya labosa. I said every situation has a deadline. Tonight, proclaim the deadline of whatever you're going through. Tell yourself, I see light. I see light. I see changes. I see changes. Things are turning around. In the name of Jesus, I stand boldly. I stand confidently. I defend the words through the word of God. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my status is changing. Come on, I see a lot of young men, young women going into marriages. And not any kind of marriage. It's a marriage of purpose. Hallelujah. Ekiya la koso kataya la bonte. Limbri nikeri karabaro. Suppose so. I'm going to talk in tongues. You don't talk in tongues. Say what you want. Is there darkness somewhere? Pick light. Oh, Gorokotoya, death and life are in the power of your tongue. Begin to declare life right now. Life reigns supreme in you. I said life reigns supreme in you. That sickness has got to go. No longer will it stay. No longer would you have to fight the battles anymore. The battles are over. In the name of Jesus. Ekiya na sokrondo libra kateya. Ekiya makotola brande libredia. Eke sukotoya manda libra russo. Mekia la koto yeliga manda libarosa enanosa. I'd like you to know that faith is unshakable despite any situation. Hallelujah. Oh, faith is unshakable despite anything that we all can be going through. Faith is the victory. Come on, faith is the victory in every aspect of our lives. Faith is the victory. Come on, you're winning. Hallelujah. You're winning big time in this season. You're winning in everything you lay your hands to do. You're winning by faith. Those things that you do not see, but you desire them. Come on, go ahead, call them forth. Bible says he calls those things that be not as though they were. We're going to look at more of the scriptures. And we're going to learn more about this in the next week. We're going to be meeting again. But till that time, I want to leave you with this teaching. Listen to this teaching again and again. And tell yourself, faith is the victory. I am victorious and all things work together for me. God bless you. I love you guys. You would not remain the same again. Love you guys. Enjoy the rest of the night. And I declare that you remain empowered, strengthened, and you keep moving forward. You keep moving. You keep advancing. No matter what obstacle comes your way, you win. Hallelujah. You win. You win. You win. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a great, great, great evening.
Can you imagine how that sounds to the Father when we say to Him, all I want is you? We live in a nation that seems to want to turn its back on God, but there's a people who are crying out and saying, all I want. I'm not after the blessings, I'm not after the things, I'm after the presence of God. All I want. Because when you get God, you get everything else that you need. All I want is you, Lord. You can seek after things but miss God, but if you seek after God, the things will come. All I want. your hand one more time. Say this thing.